Welcome back to our podcast on originals. For today's episode, we'll be looking at things afresh. So what does it mean to look at things afresh? Well, let us begin by talking about a new spin on an old word that the book introduces, déjà vu. We're all familiar with the word déjà vu, aren't we? Déjà vu is a strange feeling of familiarity of what is happening now. Déjà vu, on the other hand, is when you look at one old thing with a fresh or new perspective. Similarly, originality could mean using something that already exists, but making it revolutionary. It means looking at something old in a new light. Warby Parker's success was an outcome of Déjà vu event. The students looked at the already existing industry through a completely new lens, pun intended, to change how it worked. They were selling glasses that were by itself not revolutionary, were not a revolutionary product, but with the help of the e-commerce, they were able to reduce the price considerably, which was revolutionary for eyewear. This helped make their brand truly original.
Déjà vu is extremely critical in an organization to be able to look at a persistent problem through a new perspective and to find an original way to solve it. The fresh perspective provides possibilities of new and innovative solutions, which fosters progress and growth, which links back to what we talked about last week with experimental innovation. Constant experimenting and working in a bottom-up processing manner forces one to abandon conditioning, and this inherently involves déjà vu.
It's quite clear how déjà vu and looking at things afresh helps foster originality and creativity. The relationship between experience and originality, however, is interesting and somewhat complicated. So let's, for example, look at child prodigies, something that the book talks about. If you follow them for the entirety of their lives, you see that there is often something holding them back from becoming completely original. Though they're highly skilled when they start out early, it looks like their creativity gets stunted later on because the attempt for striving towards perfection results in a large number of hours of practice. However, in Adam Grant's words, practice makes perfect, but it doesn't make new. Extensive practice basically leads to experience, but deep experience in only a certain area can lead to blind spots and stunt creativity, as the experience causes tunnel vision and refuses to be able to allow you to accept anything slightly different.
On the other hand, experience has also been found to often lead one to be intuitive. Intuition is at its best when there is an abundance of experience. In another example, Eric Dean ran an experiment where people looked at 10 designer handbags and were asked to identify the genuine product and the fake. The result of this experiment showed that those who already owned a Louis Vuitton or a Coach handbag could easily recognize a designer bag. The ones who had no experience holding any kind of designer bags just found themselves lost, unable to distinguish between a fake and a real. Their intuition was of no help due to the lack of experience. It is important to fall back on intuition. If you have a lot of experience, trusting your intuition helps in the area of your expertise, but in anything else, it blinds you. An example talked about in the book is that of Steve Jobs, where he trusted his intuition and thought of the Segway as a revolutionary product, even though it was not his area of expertise. His intuition in this case was unreliable, as transportation was not his area of expertise.
So, how does one resolve the question of whether experience is helpful or a hindrance to originality? Well, the answer lies in the kind of experience, specifically in the depth and breadth. Deep experience in just one area results in blind spots, but deep expertise is critical for understanding the field, and so it is important to have a breadth of experience as well. The best combination is that of deep understanding coupled with a sense of what is happening in the related fields. This helps in originality as it gives a variety of lenses to view the problem with. A great example would be the hit TV sitcom Seinfeld. The show's pilot didn't even take off. Rick Ludwin pushed for the show. He had little experience with comedy in terms of sitcom writing, but a deep understanding of humor while working with varieties and specials. His experience outside TV sitcom writing allowed him to approach the delivery of the show through alternative ways. He may not have understood comedy with respect to sitcoms, but he definitely understood general humor, providing him with a broader perspective. The combination of the two resulted in the success of the show. This example highlights the need to cover the depth and breadth of anything. It is not enough in an organization to have deep expertise in the area of specialization, but also to have an understanding of related fields. This is useful when solving problems and using various perspectives.
And this brings us to the end of episode 2. As we finish up, we would like you to look at things fresh and take that freshness with you everywhere you go.